Okay, everyone, welcome to the W3C Credentials Community Group. It's Wednesday, March 31st. We're going to be continuing our discussion about the potential next steps with the Solid ecosystem. There have been a lot of similarities and connections we made over the past two calls, originally started by Heather Vesant on the kickoff meeting on March 10th, 2021, where we had Tim Berners-Lee come on and talk about Solid along with other prominent members of the Solid ecosystem. There's a lot of parallel and shared vision with what we're trying to achieve with our work items at the CCG. So today's going to be spent continuing that discussion and any identifying concrete next steps. Anyone can participate, but first we're going to go over some quick notes. Anyone can participate in these calls, but all substantive contributors to any CCG work items must be members of the CCG with full IPR agreement signed. Make sure you have a W3 account and you sign the contributor license agreement. These minutes and an audio recording of everything said on this call are archived at the website on GitHub. We will use IRC to queue speakers during the call as well as to make minutes. Or the Jitsi text chat is also linked to the IRC, and you can use that as well. All attendees should type present plus to get your name on the attendee list and the transcript. And in IRC, type Q plus to add yourself to the queue with an optional reminder to remind yourself what you wanted to queue yourself for. If you're not in IRC, simply be asked to put on the queue and we'll help you. Please be brief so the rest of the queue can get a chance to chime in. You can always requeue yourself. Note that this meeting is held by voice, not by IRC. Off-topic IRC comments are subject to deletion from the record. We work hard to manage a single thread of conversation so everyone can participate and be heard. Please respect the group process by joining the queue when you have something to contribute. At this point, we need a volunteer to scribe. Do we have any volunteers who would like to scribe? Keith M, thank you. We're moving on to introductions and reintroductions now. Is anyone new to the call and would like to introduce themselves? Well, Pete, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, just fine.
Yeah. I'm excited to be here. This is going to test my typing skills and speed, so this is going to be a fun challenge for me. I'm brand new to all this. I probably can be the least help. So this is really exciting to just see this cutting edge technology and learn as much as I can because I am still a student. So I'm excited.
Great. Thank you for volunteering to scribe and knowing how to scribe.
Yeah.
Would anyone else like to introduce themselves? Okay, reintroductions. Would anyone like to reintroduce themselves? If you recently got a new job, started a new project, anything else could be a great time to let people know what you work on now. Any reintroductions? Okay. So moving on to announcements and reminders, I don't believe that there are any. We have to update the table. I believe that all of the events are in the past on the website, so that will be a next action. And then now we can move to progress on action items. I'll post a link where you can find the Ruby Nexts, especially the next steps for Solid from last week.
Hey, Wayne, I'm on the queue.
Oh, go ahead, Heather. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I just have an announcement. So as of next week, we're moving back to the old time on Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Thank you. And Manu, you're on the queue as well.
Have an announcement about the DIDCore candidate recommendation change. I don't know if the chairs wanted me to cover that today, early on or if we want to push to another week. I'm happy either way.
I think we can have our discussion about Solid, and if there is time after that, we can discuss about the CR.
Okay.
Thank you. Cool. So action item review. The new DID verification method type seems to have approvals to move on. Do we have Gimli Jack on the call who might be willing to give us a I think he said that next week might work better for him in the thread, though. So I'll get back there. But if anyone wants to talk about this work item, who's been involved in it, you're more than welcome to. Feel free to cue yourself.
I haven't been closely involved, but it was discussed and sort of workshopped over a few weeks in the DIF Identifier and Discovery Working Group. So if anyone's curious, they can look into the archive on the minutes are on GitHub. So I'll post a link, but I don't have too much to say about it except that it's a multi-sig thing. A way to do multi-signature verifications. How to verify multi-signatures,
Thanks for the summary. And looks like the work item is approved, but we would welcome Jack or any of the work item owners to add detail in the next meeting. Moving on to the next item. Next steps from Solid meeting. We're going to go over that after we finish this list. And then the Chappie interoperability test suite, we were discussing that last week, and there were some next actions. I think that unless anyone has objections to this, I'm inclined to approve this. It seems to meet all the criteria. Okay, so we'll respond to that in the GitHub thread. Great, so onwards to our discussion. We're going to talk about the Solid presentation, the parallel to work items in the CCG, and then any kind of concrete next steps that we can identify for the two ecosystems to work on things together. And then after that, if there's time to discuss CR, we can do that. Manu, would you like to take it away for the Solid discussion? Any top-level work items you'd like to bring up and talk about? I remember from last meeting you had some ideas.
Sure. Sarvan, maybe you'd like to say a couple of things to start out. Sarvan and I had a chance to just – we had already set up kind of a catch-up with each other, 2 weeks ago. And, conversation just kind of naturally went into items of potential overlap. Sarvan, I don't know if you want me to kind of bring up the same, kind of the list of all the things that could potentially overlap. And I don't know if you wanted to speak to it or you want me to kind of start off talking about that.
I think, I don't know if I have to cue you, but yeah, no, please go ahead. I'm here to listen and I can respond if need to. If you can give a summary perhaps of the items and if your group wants to dive into the individual specs, go for it.
Okay.
And as well as the things that, are sort of in the pipeline, as you know.
Gotcha. Manu, before you proceed with that, Sarvan, would you like to reintroduce yourself to any folks who might not have had a chance when you were speaking before?
Sure, happy to. So I'm Sarvan Kapitisli. Been working on Solid for a while now, 5+ or so years. And as well as many of the, I think, some of the people in this group, working on various specs. So I'm the community group chair right now, in the Solid community group. The Solid project works, maybe I shouldn't talk about Solid project, more about myself, but yeah. So I've been implementing, mostly applications, but also giving a lot of feedback on the this type of things that the servers, Solid servers should do and not do, security considerations and so forth. And currently I'm working on quite a bit of the Solid specs, the technical reports, and we have various panels that I'm participating in and so on. I don't know, it's not a very good description, but this is you.
Thanks for the really detailed description. It was very helpful. Manu, back to you.
Thanks, Elaine. Yeah, and I mean, yeah, that was great, Sarvan. And Sarvan, I mean, for folks that don't know Sarvan, Sarvan's been around, all of these communities for a while now. He's very much in tune with, the history among all the different community groups and, projects and things like that. So it's great to have you here, Sarvan. So I thought I'd just kind of, Maybe what we can do, Sarvan, is just kind of go down this list, I'll just kind of summarize what I think I heard, the areas of overlap are. And then if you could fill in any details or correct me if, I say anything incorrect, I think that might be a good way to go through this, Sarvan. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. And we'll start out at kind of like, the most basic layer and build up. For those of you that weren't on the last Solid call, I think we came away from it feeling like there's like a healthy amount of overlap and a really good amount of like, Solid is working on things that we're not, that we need. And we might be working on a few things that, Solid is depending on us to, finish the work on. So there's a lot of mutual benefit here between the two communities. And let me start out by just kind of talking about one of those things, right? So JSON-LD, this community uses JSON-LD, quite a bit. Solid supports JSON-LD, as one of their, data formats. And so this is this is an area where Solid's just kind of depending on, it's really the JSON-LD community to keep this going, but, this community, the CCG depends on it quite a bit as well. So there's not a lot of, coordination that needs to be done here because JSON-LD, there is an official global standard and we're all just using it, right? 1.1's the latest version. We're not expecting work for the next version to start for another few years. And so that's just kind of an example of like, there's a lot of overlap there. We're all using it. People are happy, at the end, right? Verifiable credentials, on the other hand, the expectation, well, actually, let me stop there, Sarvan. Any thoughts on JSON-LD?
No, it's in the same, linked data RDF family. So it's a basic thing that I think both groups agree on and work with.
Yeah. And Solid actually uses, Solid uses stuff other than JSON-LD. Maybe you could speak a bit to that. Like JSON-LD is just one of the arrows in your quiver. You've got other ones.
Right. So we, fundamentally, it's RDF 1.1 concepts that we try to adhere to, what the minimum requirement from Solid servers to provide a representation for resources is, at least for RDF bearing resources, is JSON-LD and Turtle. And of course, content negotiation is open on the table, and that's possible if applications want to ask for it. And if servers support it, great. But yeah, that's just on the RDF end. And then first there's non-RDF. So Solid servers are, just generic HTTP servers with some understanding of linked data, if you will. And JSON-LD happens to be one of those things that we run. And also, just to note here that some of the other specs, at minimum require, for example, like linked data notifications minimum, as well as ActiveEPUB or could speak JSON-LD. So, that was one of the reasons to make sure that we support our servers, as an understanding of JSON-LD, so we can also, when we bring in these other specs, it will be just, compatible or conforming out of the box.
Yep, absolutely. So that's good. I mean, that basically means, everything that this community is doing, a good chunk of it, you can just, shove at, throw at a Solid pod and it'll be able to understand it at a very low level. The next thing up, and this is where, this is an example of, something we're working on that, you know, the Solid community isn't necessarily working on, but, would very happily, you know, use and build off of. So the verifiable credential stuff, specifically the data models. So this stuff here, the verifiable credential specification, some of the extensions to the specification, like the status list and auto refresh, let me see. And some of this, you know, cryptography stuff, is all just, you know, can be consumed by a solid pod. So you could take verifiable credentials and you could put it in a solid pod. You know, it's one of the useful things that, you know, solid pods can store. And so I think there's an expectation here, Sarvan, that, you know, this community continues working on the verifiable credential stuff. And the Solid community will, you know, well, is already or will, you know, consume, this work item, you know, further upstream in the Solid community. Anything you'd like to add there, Sarvan?
Yeah, no, I think you got it right. And please don't stop working on it.
I doubt we will. Okay, so that's a, you know, great area, great example of something we're working on that, you know, is useful in the Solid ecosystem. And that covers a number of these formats. We should, let's talk about something that's a little more complex now. There is this verifiable credential, like, how do you move things in and out of solid pods, like, is a question. And our, the version of that question in our community is, how do you move things in and out of digital wallets, right? This is a bit of a hand wave, but you could think of a solid pod as a digital wallet or a part of a digital wallet, and vice versa. You know, you could see a digital wallet as one service that, you know, a solid pod might be able to expose. And then the question is, like, how do you get data in and out of your solid pod? We have some fairly, specific protocols on how to do that. And Solid has more generalized protocols on how to get data in and out of a solid pod. I don't know, Sarvan, we don't quite know what's going on here. Like, we don't quite know how this stuff is going to fit together in the future. But at least there's a general awareness of moving data in and out of these, you know, data containers, for lack of a better word. Thoughts on that, Sarvan? Like, one of the potential futures here is that a solid pod supports the credential handler API and speaks the, you know, how to move verifiable credentials into and out of a solid pod, more specifically, or a solid application would do that. Thoughts, Sarvan, on this particular item?
Right. So I think, I'm maybe wearing multiple hats here, but, I don't see any major conflicts or things that can't be pluggable. Having said that, much of the work in the group is, or not much, but parts of the group is depends on also implementations and whether, you know, there's tangible proof that, you know, this is something that is being used or there are use cases that the group, at least within the context of the Solid ecosystem is used. So I would very much like to see the Solid work plugging into, for example, the Chappie and so on. But the degree of requirement or the conformance, I think it's a question mark at the moment, especially I know that the state of the Chappie spec and other specs, maybe some of the other specs are not accurately represented. Where it is or what's implemented or could implement. So I think we need to spend a bit more time on this, maybe even have a lot of Solid community folks showing up and asking questions about, you know, where things stand and what's missing or what we need. And then we can figure out, like, what, to what extent that works within the protocol, the overall protocol, or even the ecosystem. Sorry, it's not a very like a concrete answer whether, you know, this is something that will solid community group will adopt or solid protocol with that. But like just this, maybe this goes for all the items. It's not, there's no major conflict. It's just the degree of conformance that's a question mark, whether some things are going to be optional, and or best practices or you know, or hope that maybe the version, I don't want to say version any more significantly than it needs to be, but let's say the first version of the SOLID protocol requires it, and other following versions will maybe pick up on some of these other specs like Chappie. There's some of the members are trying to find the bridge or like how what's missing on the SOLID end, and whether the parts from these specs like Chappie are the answers to those things.
Awesome. And Wayne, you're on the queue.
Thank you. So question about solid pods to Sarvan, or anyone who knows, where can we find the thing that describes what a solid pod is? Is that part of the solid protocol specification?
Yeah, you got it. It's the main protocol spec. It's basically an extension of the HTTP server, like RFC 7031 with just a bit more detail on what a solid server is. It is also compatible or intended to be, for the most part, compatible with the LDP, Linked Data Platform spec. So there may be minor differences, but if a server implementation is doing whether LDP or just working from the RFC 7031 and towards solid, that would be, it's an easy transition, a relatively easy transition. So it's just an HTTP server with some linked data understanding in a nutshell.
Thanks. And I have one follow-up for Manu, which I queued myself again for. But so Manu, question about the credential handler API, you know, if we're to consider this as something that both ecosystems could use. So my understanding is that there's a polyfill right now, and we would actually like the browser API to support it. If they do, then that's great. If they don't, is there a concrete way to go forward with Chappie regardless of browser vendor support, or do we kind of need that to make the security model complete?
Well, it's an excellent question, and I don't think we have an answer for it right now. Everything that you said is correct, right? So Chappie is currently a polyfill, and what that means is that polyfills are things that you want to eventually exist in the browser, but they don't yet. But there's a way of you getting the entire population of the web and the internet to use that new feature without the browser vendors adopting it. Getting browser vendors to adopt technology is a very slippery slope. It doesn't always happen the way that you want it to. Browsers, even though that they're open source, are typically written by very large moneyed interests, right? So, you know, Google and Microsoft, are contributing to the Google Chromium project. So Samsung, you've got Apple with Safari, things that you'd want to see in the browser don't always end up in the browser, right? So there's always a danger in trying to get browser vendors to adopt the technology before they're ready to. And typically what they want to see is they want to see a broad ecosystem that's using it before they decide to expend the effort to implement it, because it is quite a bit of effort to build something in native into the browser. Now, Chappie is built in such a way that it never needs to be built into the browser. So if the browser vendors decide to never support it natively, the ecosystem still exists, can still exist. But yes, ideally it's built into the browser. It gives us a couple of other privacy and security characteristics that we'd like. It's an upgrade to where we are right now with the polyfill. And, you know, again, like timing is super, super important on when we get there. And typically we are not going to get there unless there are hundreds of millions of people using Chappie, right? That's the trigger that gets the browser vendors to take a notice of it. Hope that helped, Wayne.
Yep. And, I see that Sarvan has queued himself.
Yeah, I just want to add that from the Solid community group's perspective, we don't need to wait for browser adoption to, if we deem that Chappie is needs something we can use, and even to get a better understanding of what we're building, what the ecosystem could be, that's perfectly fine as I see it. Like, it doesn't need a wide browser adoption. If it happens, that's great. But we've been down that road, and still relying on the browsers to do something, and you know, changing. So that's not an immediate concern right now, I think.
Yep, absolutely agree with what Sarvan just said. All right, let's move on to some of the other items here. Decentralized identifiers is a really interesting one, right? Because there are a number of different decentralized identifiers. They're built on DLTs and blockchains. And again, Sarvan, correct me if this interpretation's not correct, but Solid is very much built on the web, right? As Sarvan said, it's an extension of the HTTP server. It's meant to kind of meld in with the current web. And so Solid, has its own DID method, that's built on top of DID web. And it has some other, you know, really interesting aspects to it. So as far as like, you know, Solid, Solid's got a DID method, so it does support, you know, DIDs and that kind of thing. And it's still, I think, Sarvan, it's kind of an open question on if Solid is going to support more DID methods in the future, or if it's going to try and, you know, really focus on the DID web, DID Solid, you know, ecosystem and building that out first. What are your thoughts there, Sarvan?
Oh, that's a good one. So just the timeline of things, the DID is relatively new to Solid. So we're just seeing, I think, DID, as a way of, connecting different environments, if you will. And yes, there are a few, DIDs that are, good candidates for, quite useful right now. We're looking into, for example, like basic things like DID key perhaps and so on, which would, and people are implementing, see how that works out. So as far as like, DIDs that are maybe blockchain, on the end or that those are a bit further away than what we're doing right now. It's not an immediate, immediately like part of the protocol or anything like that. We need to like just dip our toes first here. So DID web and DID solid is a jumping point, I suppose, to hook a DID or have a DID environment. But we can talk about that later, maybe.
Well, I think that's a really good opportunity, and I've queued myself, so I hope it's okay. But it would be really great to hear about DID Solid and, you know, if there are any ideas about what that looks like and how it graphs into the Solid way of doing things.
Right. So I'll just share the link. So it's really work in progress, or it's at least an exploration with Emigai and Dimitri Zagudulin. And both of us, all three of us are familiar with both ends of the DID and Solid, of course, so, and have worked on both areas. So it was as Manu mentioned, it was a way to bring, did web address some things, but it was a bit too slightly generalized or underspecified for Solid. So the intention is to make sure that the operations, CRUD operations, will be able to speak to a solid server. So if it works against a solid server, it will work against any HTTP server. There's very minor differences, additions perhaps, small constraints that solid introduces, but all in all, it should be, if you conform to the solid, you can probably write to any HTTP, you should be able to write to any HTTP server. That's kind of high level, why we ended up there. So did solid specifies the CRUD, more than the dead web, which dead web is only, I think, only read right now.
So are you saying that, dead web could be posted on Apache 2 or Nginx or any other HTTP daemon, but solid will actually specify how you update or even delete the thing?
Right. I thought I got that right. Sorry, I missed the first part. If you mind repeating that?
Oh, yeah. So it seems like the major differences is that we have a standard way to write to be able to make updates or delete the documents with did solid.
Well, did web, just to contrast, like did web doesn't specify, for example, how you do create or how you do update or delete. There's sort of a magic or a question mark there, and that could in theory work with not just HTTP server, but it could be an FTP server as well. Whereas that's on one end, like the web in the general sense, and then on the other end is perhaps did solid. And but that did solid is a lot more, it is close to HTTP. So if that makes sense. If you, like, on one end you have did web, on the other end, if you will, did solid, and maybe did HTTP is sort of closer to did solid there.
Great. Heather, you cued yourself.
Yeah, thanks, Wayne. So I was actually like really curious, like the reason I wanted to have this, like post community discussion about those two meetings is I was just really curious, like a couple different questions. I've actually drafted a few questions for community discussion. We don't have to use them, but I mean, so far we've heard from a lot of the usual suspects, which is great, but I was just really curious about general feedback from other folks. And also, like, just pragmatically, like, was there any, I think it's awesome that, Manu and Sarvan met to talk about things. But you know, I just like practically how we can work together, either over in the solid community or here, or if there was interest. So, yeah, those are my two questions. I'd love to hear other voices, feedback, because it was not an inconsequential amount of work to coordinate those two sets of meetings.
Right. I think, members are focused on the implementation and they'll take whatever the specs are saying or the contributions to the group are coming in that way, raising questions about what, you know, just clarification on the specs and whatnot, and whether solid provides that or whether some other community group provides the answers to that. To work, I think, closer, the intention, so just a comparison with the CCG, we have a lot smaller group and a lot less active members there, but just keep in mind. And to work closer, I'm hoping that, you know, folks that are interested in VCs and DIDs are, minor, maybe it's a stab at the way of coordinating is the DID method and the solid method. But it's just need to get more people, I think, read through the specs and understand, like, where the scope of the solid and where the scope of the CCG, and there's overlap, of course, but... I'm not sure if that answers your question in a very general way, because you asked a general question, but general feedback. To work together, we just need to start implementing some of the work that you're doing, and probably provide feedback on the specs that you have. I'd like to understand a bit better, of course, like whether the if there are any specs that are really conflicting, if they're going in different directions. Like, if let's say you take a let's say, so we have one, like an access control, ACL-based, access model. And, it, you know, we're doing that. And then if CCG were to, I know you're not, but if CCG were to work on something like that, then that would be like a more of a conflict. So I know you have authorization capabilities, the capital E, and, for example, that is really useful for the solid community group, especially the authorization panel, to see how some of the use cases that we have there are actually not addressed by ACLs, but addressed by authorization capabilities. So the idea is to encourage people, encourage the group that, okay, this is a problem that we don't need to solve, and let's, you know, borrow this work there. And that's actually, well, relatively acknowledged and documented right now in the issue. So, how to bring people together to coordinate in the others' issues? I think that's starting to happen. I don't know how to. I mean, I'm welcome to ideas on how to improve that from you as well.
Wait, Phil, you're on the queue.
Yeah. Well, following up on Heather's invitation. I think this group is particularly interested, obviously, in Solid as the repository for credentials in general. And so I guess the question is, what are the sort, and you mentioned authorization as being one of the things that may, I don't know if conflict is the right word, but may overlap with your ACL approach to securing read-write CRUD access to the services. What I'm looking for is sort of an overview of, in the light of the VC model, and particularly in light of the way presentations work, which presumably someone who might be using Solid as the storage portion of a digital wallet, what are the kinds of things Solid needs to build out to make that integration more compatible?
Sarvan, would you like to respond?
Hard to answer. I welcome anyone else to jump in at this point, but definitely work around encryption is really important. That's an area that we're not covering, so I think if encrypted data, well, to what extent, I think Dimitri can maybe chime in on that, but to what extent that overlaps with or could be integrated with a Solid pod. I think that's probably one of the things that I'd be interested in knowing.
Great. And Manu, you're on the queue.
Yeah, I wanted to go back to what Heather, Heather's question and one of the things Sarvan responded with was, is there anything that conflicts, right? Do we have a conflict? Are the two boats going to collide? I think those are really good questions, right? Because it's almost like those are the things that we really have to be careful about. It's great if we're using each other's work, but we definitely don't want to duplicate effort or make it more difficult for either community. As Sarvan mentioned, there is the authorization capability and the web access control stuff. I don't think they're in conflict. There are two ways to do different things. But if you were to catch anyone in either community on a bad day, they might say that there's a conflict in philosophy about how web access control and how ZCAPs work are. But honestly, it doesn't, those are discussions that the two communities will have over, they're unavoidable discussions they've been happening for, a number of years, and they'll continue to happen. But as Sarvan said, like, we can't really get into that discussion until people start kind of picking up the specifications and implementing against them and doing, compare and contrasts against the two mechanisms. So I absolutely agree. So that's where I'm not so concerned about web access control and the ZCAP stuff. I'm more concerned about the wallets, the hubs, and the solid protocol stuff. Like, that's where it feels like we're working on kind of sort of the same thing, but there's a whole bunch of potential conflict there, and everyone's kind of off in their corner doing their own thing now. Not that I think, like, we need to force any kind of discussion to happen there. I think the work is so early days. So, like, the hub stuff, you know, it doesn't have really any implementations to speak of, right? And the universal wallet stuff that the CCG is working on has an implementation. But it some of this stuff overlaps with Solid in a positive way. And I'm not sure about the other stuff, right? And Solid has a whole bunch of higher level concepts that are absolutely useful for the universal wallet stuff, but it's unclear right now whether or not that stuff's going to be reused. So it feels like, you know, a lot of the potential, for conflict could be, I mean, just not conflict in a negative way. It's just like we're stepping on each other's toes in a non-productive way, is higher up on the stack, right? So solid tends to be, there's a good chunk of Solid that's higher up on the stack that deals with applications and, you know, getting access to solid pods and that kind of stuff. It's there where I think there's some interesting discussions to be had.
Heather, you're on the queue.
Thanks. So as you were talking, Manu, it occurred to me that a little bit of the challenge I think that we might be having in these two groups collaborating or like breaking the ice between them is a similar challenge that we're trying to address in the CCG 101. I think some of that, and I think when, Manu, you got a little bit of taste of that yesterday in our call. I'm just wondering, like, if maybe there, and I think one of the challenges is, cause I have note here reading the specs and figuring out how to get down to work. And of course we all have our day jobs or other work that we're doing. And so it's kind of, unless it's an emergency, it's a nice to have, and we might not actually find the time to really dig into it. And so I was just trying to think creatively, like, as a way to maybe make it more fun and light for us to explore in a, you know, collaborating. Like, this is so, like, aughts idea, but this idea of, like, I wonder if we could have some kind of, like, hackathon or other type of, like, a real-time event where Solid and CCG folks could get together and, like, really try to, you know, within a constrained amount of time, really try to like just work these things together. I'm seriously just like, channeling my OG bar camp days. But like, I would really love to, I mean, it didn't even occur to me like, oh, let's just see, how do we really get feces and solid pods interoperable? Like, that'd be really cool. Like, I can't do that by myself, but like, maybe having a group together, we can kind of like look into it. So I was just kind of like trying to think of a way that it would be kind of fun. We could have some energy around it. We can have some focus, but then leave, you know, openness, not have it be too constrained. And just kind of see what happens, because I feel like there's a lot of pressure. There might be a lot of pressure to be like, oh, what are we going to do? How can we work together? How's that spec? Oh, we got to read the specs. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I love reading stuff like that, but things like that get on my to-do list for a long time. So I don't know, just thoughts on the community or how we might be able to like make this fun. I see some of your comments, Arvin.
Arvin, you're on cue.
Sorry, I'm on cue, but I think it's more important to hear from the CCG about this. I'm all for what Heather said, and it's very exciting, and yeah. So someone else should jump in. I can respond if necessary.
Thanks. The queue is empty. Well, Manu, if you wanted to finish your run-through of the work items, that might be good to do now then. Unless okay. anyone would like to cue themselves.
Yeah, just a plus one to the idea, I think, the Barcamp, IAW, you know, whatever, just a loose gathering of people that don't necessarily have an agenda, you know, pre-planned might be a useful thing. It did strike me, Sarvan, that, like, we're going down the overlap for the CCG items, and I know that you presented, you know, this is effectively the solid, you know, version of that other diagram. It might be good to go down this list one by one at some point in the future and talk about where there's overlap and where there might be where you know that there is no overlap there. Just a thought to build on Heather's proposal. Okay, so the other stuff that's on here very much has to do with protecting data, and it is stuff that kind of goes with the verifiable credential stuff, and I would expect just be used, if Solid, you know, is interested in using VCs, as Sarvan said, naturally they're going to end up using some subset of this, right? So we don't necessarily need to talk about this low-level crypto stuff. It's of use to Solid if they're using VCs. HP signatures is interesting because I think there's overlap there. So Solid has, you know, the web access control stuff, and I know that Henry Story in the Solid community is working with HTTP signatures and applying it to Solid. We use it for EDVs and ZCAPs, authorization capabilities. So both communities are using the lower level thing to do different things with it, which is great. I mean, it's a neat thing to see, right? So we're using like a common building block, foundational building block, but we're building a different thing on top of it in each community, but we have a joint interest in, you know, this thing, progressing. Finally, Sarvan did mention encrypted data vaults. This has to do with, you know, being able to store information, on the internet in a way where you know that where you're storing it, that person's not rifling through it, right? So, for example, you know, if you store social media posts or whatever, even private, direct messages, on, one of the more popular social networking platforms, they can look through everything that you've sent. They know, you know, they can see clearly all your public messages, but they can also see all your private messages, and you might not want that, you know, to happen in the future. So EDVs are a way of protecting your data so that you know that you're the only one. You and the people that you've authorized are the only ones that can actually see the data. And then you can choose to store the data wherever you want to. And it's, you know, it's a beneficial thing to Solid because the, you know, Solid's backing store, how Solid stores data could potentially use, EDVs. And I think, you know, people are thinking about looking into that once they're usable things there. And that's it. That's the list. I mean, it's a pretty big list of, you know, things that, we think might be useful to both communities. Sarvan, did you want to add anything else kind of in closing, out on this list?
Maybe nothing specific to the items, but just generally and I mentioned this to Manu and others, I think, at different points in time, that what you have here is really, really useful to the Solid ecosystem. And if it seems like we're not using it right now, it's because we're not familiar with it. And we're, you know, trying to get there. We have use cases or user stories where we started out with over the years. And some of those are sort of like nice to haves or we don't really have an exact solution to, or we haven't even thought through. Nobody bothered to implementing anything in that area within the context of Solid servers or apps. So we're just making our way to it. And you know, the more mature, I suppose, the protocol is in all the other respects, the questions that you're answering in this list are going to be more important or more obvious, that we need that, you know, Solid, if the Solid ecosystem doesn't have a spec for it and there's a question about, well, how do we do that? That is a way for us to, reach out and, you know, see how we can plug some of the specs that the CCG has been working on. So I'm quite optimistic about a lot of the stuff in here that we'll be able to adopt. Less concerned about the conflicts, and just in a long enough timeline, there's always some sort of a conflict or perspective that may be diverging, but that's not a, I don't think, there's, I don't sense anything that's, it's a major conflict at this point. And again, like once we understand the specs on both ends, we'll probably have a better, like we can have the same session, in half a year or a year, whatever. And see, depending on the new charters or implementation experience, we can probably have a better answer than right now. But I think right now we're Solid is looking good as far as what we can borrow.
Thank you. That was an extremely useful overview. And I think we have a few minutes left to talk about the CR, if you'd like to do that, Manu.
Sure. Let me just go ahead and share the screen. Again, as some of you may know, a specification that this community has been working on for a very long time now, is in the candidate recommendation phase. So, just a quick background on like how global standards are made. This group, the credentials community group, what we do here is we do pre-standards incubation work. So we come up with ideas, we create a loose specification around it, we try to get people to implement it and, you know, hammer on the idea, and then at some point, people think it's ready to go in the official standards track, right? So decentralized identifiers are one of those standards. I won't go into the details, but they're effectively like a better type of identifier for you as an individual or a business on the internet. There, you can think of them as akin to an email address as an identifier. But these ones, you know, you can prove that they're yours with a stronger degree of confidence using, you know, next generation cryptography and things of that nature. So DIDS, you know, it's that specification. The work was started in 2014, incubated for a very long time, before we got it into an official working group. There are milestones here on the top. We had a proposal, you know, so we worked on it in the CCG for a really long time before we proposed it as an official working group to the membership. And then even then, it took a year and a half for the membership to approve it. There were a lot of politics happening at the time, but it took a long time for us to prove that this was a technology that would be beneficial to the internet and the web. We launched the DID working group, in September of 2019. And then these milestones are basically stages, advances in stages. So, the first public working group, first public working draft was the official working group saying, you know what, the CCG did a lot of work. Let's use that work as our basis in the working group. That's not always guaranteed, but we were able to do that within 3 months of the working group starting. And then all of, you know, half of 2019 and all of 2020 going into 2021, we just, you know, hammered on it as an official working group, improving it, you know, cleaning things up, until, just a few weeks ago, the working group decided that it was done, to the point that people should be able to implement it, right? So they said, we're basically done with our work here. This is 1.0 feature freeze. everyone start implementing to make sure that what we wrote in the specification is implementable. So that's what we're in right now, is this candidate recommendation phase. And the expectation is it's going to last, the longest it can last is until July, the end of July. We're trying to get through it, you know, by the end of like April, or May, right? The only thing that's going to slow us down at this point is if people are slow to implement, or people are slow to write tests, or that kind of stuff. So we're just testing now, right? To make sure the thing's okay. And if all those tests go well and everyone's happy with it and we get a good green check marks across the board on all the tests, at that point, we will go into what's called a proposed recommendation phase. The working group basically says, okay, we're really done now. Like, we're not going to change anything else. It's like done when it was done. And then it goes to an official vote. All 435 W3C members are given the chance to, you know, give a thumbs up, thumbs down vote on it. And if that goes well, we will have an official global standard for decentralized identifiers by September 30th of this year at the very latest. So that's where we are. We're in really good shape, good glide path. Back over to you, Wing.
Great. Thank you so much for the overview on the timeline. And, are there any questions or comments about it? Feel free to cue yourself if you want to make a last remark. Okay. Well, thanks everyone for coming to the weekly CCG meeting. A lot of huge progress, collaboration between two ecosystems, and progress on the DID specification is going really well from what it seems. So thanks everyone for your continued efforts and involvement, and looking forward to seeing you next week. Note that the meeting times have changed, as Heather mentioned, and look forward to the agenda email for that. Thanks everyone.